Blackstone Audio presents Farnham's Freehold by Robert A. Heinlein. To Alan Norse. Chapter 1.
It's not a hearing aid, Hubert Farnham explained. It's a radio tuned to the emergency frequency.
Barbara Wells stopped with a bite halfway to her mouth.
Mr. Farnham, you think they are going to attack?
Her host shrugged.
The Kremlin doesn't let me in on its secrets.
His son said,
Dad, quit scaring the ladies. Mrs. Wells,
call me Barbara. I'm going to ask the court to let me drop the missus.
You don't need permission.
Watch it, Barb, his sister Karen said.
Free advice is expensive.
Shut up.
Barbara, with all respect to my worthy father, he sees spooks. There is not going to be a war.
I hope you're right. Barbara Wells said soberly. Why do you think so?
Because the communists are realists. They never risk a war that would hurt them, even if they could win. So they won't risk one they can't win.
Then I wish, his mother said, that they would stop having these dreadful crises. Cuba, all that fuss about Berlin, as if anybody cared. And now this, it makes a person nervous.
Joseph?
Yes, ma'am.
You fetch me coffee. And brandy. Café Royale.
Yes, ma'am.
The houseboy, a young Negro, removed her plate, barely touched. Young Farnham said,
Dad, it's not these phony crises that has Mother upset. It's the panicky way you behave. You must stop it.
No.
You must. Mother didn't eat her dinner, and all because of that silly button in your ear. You can't
drop it, Duke.
Sir?
When you move.